Go. Go ahead, London. Swindon, can you hear me? No, we heard that bit a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, we have a birthday shout-out.
Yes, we do.
Special birthday shout-out. Have you got your mic in the proper position?
I thought I did.
Okay, you were a little quiet.
It might
there.
Be now.
That's better.
Okay.
Okay. Birthday shout-out for Duke, who is 29 years old today.
Woohoo! He doesn't look a day over 29.
Exactly. 29 again. So we'll sing happy birthday to him, even though
how
we don't
many
have
rounds? How many rounds is this he's going for 29?
I don't know. I haven't known him that long.
Fourth, okay.
So we're saying happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Duke of Comments.
Happy birthday to you.
How many more? So happy birthday, Duke, and thanks for listening to us. We're going to do more movie quotes, because we got more of them. So we may as well do more. You ready? I'm going to go first this time. I got one for you.
Okay.
No, leave the rooster story alone. That's human interest.
It's either, I'm going to guess The Miracle of Morgan's Creek.
Nope.
Am I in the right church?
You're in the right, approximately the right year.
Oh, I thought I was the right person, the right director,
no,
the right writer.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. But the year
say it again.
Right.
Say it again.
No. Leave the rooster story alone. That's human interest. I'm not doing the accent.
His Girl Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Got one for me?
I was thinking, because wasn't there another story in The Miracle of Morgan's Creek that they were banking? Oh, well. I don't know.
No, they were talking to the governor on the phone in Miracle of Morgan's Creek.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it was
okay.
The governor from The Great McGinty. That was the funny part.
My turn.
Okay.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag,
fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
How very interesting. You're a
Fish
true Bulgarian,
Wanda.
Aren't you?
You're the Bulgarian, you fuck! Now apologize!
Okay.
Fish called Wanda.
I just couldn't let that one go.
That's
since
a good
we didn't
one.
Get
that
to watch
is
it.
A good one. Excellent one. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. Faux show.
She was a hoe. Faux show. It's got to be fairly new.
It's a recent one.
She was a hoe.
Faux show.
You got me.
All right, I'll give you another quote from the same movie.
Okay.
If I have to hear Yamo be there one more time, Yamo, burn this place to the ground.
That's the 40-year-old version.
Right.
Version. It's the 40-year-old version.
The 40-year-old version of the 40-year-old yeah. version.
Oh, the whole scene with Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Yamo, burn this place to the ground. All right. Got another
How
one for
about,
me?
Let's see. I'm torn between two. Now I'll go with this one.
Okay.
Don't do it no more.
Huh?
Don't do it no more.
Don't do it no more.
Don't do it no more.
I'm
trying to give you a don't do it no more.
Yeah, it's not helping me. Can you give me another quote from the same movie?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Emergency!
Oh,
everybody to get from street. That's probably my favorite Alan line in The Russians Are Coming.
Yeah, that's a good one. The Russians are coming.
When Carl, you know, shoots his car off the road, and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I did mean it, but you know, it wasn't personal."
Yeah,
and Alan says, "Oh, don't do it no more.
I don't. That one I don't really know well enough to quote, but I do remember. Emergency. Everybody to get from street. Okay, here's one.
Okay.
What are you afraid of? No one's asking you to have a baby. I might have put the emphasis wrong. What are you afraid of? No one's asking you to have a baby. Maybe that's a little closer to the emphasis. But I have another quote from the same movie that'll be easier for you.
No one's asking you to have a baby. No.
Okay, got another quote from the same one. Hey, these are real diamonds. Of course they are. What do you think? My fiancé's a bum?
Oh.
You're going to kick yourself.
No, I am. You think my fiancé's a bum?
Congratulations. Who's the lucky girl?
Ah!
I am.
You know, I was just reading a thing
online.
Say
what it is for the people who
want to. Oh, some like it hot.
There you go.
Yes, no, nobody's asking you to have a baby. Okay, that makes sense. But it was the 10 best movie endings of all time.
That's a classic.
That was one of them.
Nobody's perfect.
You want me to do one more?
You can do one more, and I have one more.
Okay, well, this one's so easy that it's like slapping you in the face, but... Mm-hmm. Piss on that. I'm working for Mel Brooks.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Is it Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, it's Blazing Saddles.
I told you not to give me any Blazing
Saddles.
Well,
I know, but it's during, you know.
I told you not
It says I'm working for Mel Brooks, and you know it's not from one of the other ones. You know, what?
It could be from High Anxiety or some shit. I don't know. Okay.
It's not from Silent Movie. I can tell you that.
No, not from Silent Movie. All right. This one is going to be easy for you.
Okay.
But the rest of our listeners may not get it. I only mention this to show the kind of people we're dealing with. Real shifty. You should know this.
Oh my gosh. I mention this to show the kind of people we're dealing with.
Real shifty. I was sure this one would spark your memory. Eddie's just ending.
This is before
he comes back for a.
Oh, you're gonna have to give me a second. I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for you. I am.
End of your life.
End of your life. It's quite difficult.
Okay, are you gonna give me a second one?
Oh, you want me to give you a second one?
Yeah, give me the remedial.
I'll give you a second one, and this will give it away. Put your pants on, Spartacus.
Oh, okay, 1, 2, 3.
Exactly. See, that's why I thought you'd get it, because you just saw it.
Well, see, the thing of it is I have one on mine from the same movie.
Oh, what was it?
I wouldn't touch the Russians with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, yeah. And I might not have gotten it from that, but I would have gotten it from Put Your Pants on, Spartacus.
Should have said, if only I were in hell with a broken back.
We just got another comment. Hang on. I wish I was in hell with a broken back. Kelly. Oh, yeah. Limerick. Okay, Kelly wants a limerick.
Okay.
Deep fat fire. Optimistic, educator, and friendly.
Okay.
Those are your three words. And we should read Deep Fat Friar's limerick, which he left.
Oh, yes, we should do that.
Let's read that, because it's quite nice.
Okay.
You read it.
Okay, let me get back to it here.
It's episode 26.
Okay, now this is the kind of greatness that you're liable to hear about yourselves.
Exactly.
This is a limerick by the Deep Fat Fryer.
Right.
The Hucklebug podcast, I'm sure, has always possessed great allure, but much more so tonight as it joins in the fight to help fund for cancer a cure.
Yay! Awesome. Thanks, Deep Fat Fryer. Appreciate it. And we've come to the end of another segment.
And scene.
Alrighty. So, we'll be back. Oh, we'll be back at 8 o'clock. Woo-hoo. Sun will definitely be down by then.
Before long, I'm going to have to actually close my door. That's the next benchmark of the podcast-a-thon for me.
Yeah. The light's turned on, but the door's still open.
Yes. The lights are on, but no one's
but
home.
Nobody's home. All right. So we'll be back with you next time. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Will be getting a limerick.
Yeah, limerick. Kelly with an IE. Your limerick will be coming soon, we hope. All right, gang. Talk to you next time.
Bye. I go back.